No? Wednesday, 11th of April, Yutes Nissen, Gimel de Chalamoid, Rabbi De Niro, Zerizus.
Thanks. After the storm are finished, after Leila Seder, we always ask, what is the avoid of the Moed of Pesach? What are we trying to achieve? And we have, for example, we know it's called Chag HaMatzis, we know the word Chag HaPesach, but Ikar refers to the time of the Korban Pesach itself, the Chatzos on Yod Adar all the way through till whenever we finish the Zman Achila, Alois HaShachar, whenever it is, or Chatzos itself. It's called Chag HaPesach, but Chag HaMatzis is all 8 days. And at the same time we call it Zman Chayruseinu, which implies that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were Mesakim, this is a, or in Torah Shabbat Pa'ar Redi, it's a time of Chayrus, whatever exactly the avoid of Chayrus is. And at the same time we also, in what seems to be a completely different mahalach of things, we're in Sefiras HaOmer, and also working on various tikkunim, the first week being the Middah of Chesed, so therefore, and we want to understand how these things work together. Chayrus, Matzos, and Chesed. And freedom, eating matzah, and kindness to one another. And it turns out that the middah that defines this particular time, the middah that we see all over in reference to Pesach, is the middah of Zerizus. And Zerizus is a difficult term to understand. It's usually translated as alacrity or haste, or as if the mile in particular is doing things quickly, and there is such an inyan that mitzvah valiot ha'atach mitzela, that not delaying mitzvahs and opportunities that we have. But intriguingly, you see a different type of avodas Hashem on Pesach, and it's an assumption Chazal put into all sorts of. Whenever there's a discussion about Pesach, we find that there is a certain assumption that Klal Yisrael are operating on a level of zerizus, on whatever exactly this is, whether it's alacrity, whether it's the passion that drives things, but there's a certain level of zerizus that we don't normally have to or expect ourselves to be operating under. And you see this in many examples. I'll give you one or two. That, for example, right at the very beginning of Maseches Pesachim, we find the Chiyuv to do Bedigas Chometz or La Basa in the night of the 14th. And after the Gemara has clarified and identified that this means nighttime, the Gemara asks why. The Chiyuv to get rid of Chometz only begins in the day, at midday. So what's the point of working so early? And the Gemara entertains a havamin of Zerizin Makdim in the Mitzvahs. That Zerizin get in there first, and the Gemara's doicha such a havamin that says it can't be, because you'd only see such a havamin operating from the morning, as we see with Avraham Avinu. But the Gemara, if that was not a problem, in other words, had the Mishnah said that we do a chiyuv from the morning, that would have been the makar of the chiyuv, which is very strange, because where do we see a chiyuv to do something as opposed to a mitzvah to do something? A chiyuv to do something, bezerizus. The assumption is on Pesach there would be a chiyuv to do something bezerizus, mashenke, where you'd have a chiyuv to do it there and then, because of zerizin makdimin, which is not our ordinary mahalach in avodas Hashem. Ordinarily we do the mitzvah, we have time to do the mitzvah, and there's a chassidus to do it bezerizus. So that raises that, and that's an example you see all over. Another example you'll see, wherever you turn in Pesachim, you see this is happening. Daf Yud Beis, you have the sugya of how long we have to, based on the mission of how long before we have to be marachika, or have to stop eating chometz, whether it's different for chulin and truma. And the Gemara there compares the time issues, the question of how long we sort of leave a buffer zone in time, the question of edus. When Adam see something, can the hour of the day that Adam see it, can they be confused around midday? And the Gemara's Machalik is Abayah and Rav. According to Abayah, it comes out that we seem to have a smaller time discrepancy or room for error when it comes to witnesses to Adam than it does for Erev Pesach. And Abayah answers that what he's talking about is Adam's Mosul is Rizim, that Adam is given to Rizim, although the Gemara never says what Rav answers. The Chari Rav's answer, Rav is holding differently, he holds that Chometz is also Pesach is also Nitan Zerizin. And so you see this all the way through. We're not going to go into all the sugyas now, but there's many examples. One very quick example is outside of Pesachim, but referring back to the same point, is in the first parak of Shabbos, you see that there's all these various things. One can't put pass into a tanner before Shabbos. We're scared of being mechatad b'gacholim. We're scared of people coming to do melacha. And there are two great exceptions. One is chabur of kohenim in the Beis Hamikdash. They can be, and also the other one is Korban Pesach, because the chabur of bnei, both kohenim and the bnei chabura are zerizim. And we see this again and again. It's not a coincidence. Shabbos Hagadlin and non-leap year will be the parasha of Tzav, which is, Rashi says, is the Loshon Zerizus. It's wherever you focus on Pesach, that is the issue that we're facing. Many, many examples. But the point is that, in fact, even the concept of Zerizus itself is learnt Ushmartim es hamatzos. Chazal adoyresh. You could read mitzvahs. Mitzvah bali yodcha al tachmit sena. The makor, the concept of doing things as soon as one can, is actually darshened out of the pasuk of guarding matzah. And so we see again the concept of zerizus is linked all the way back in to Pesach itself. And in fact, understanding zerizus therefore gives us an opening to understand how all the different elements of Chag HaMatzos fit together. But let's try just first of all to start by working on that drosha itself. Ushmartim es hamatzos, you've got to guard matzahs. Says Chazal, whenever a word can be read in multiple ways, then it's part also of its meaning. It could be mitzvahs. Mitzvah boliotcha al tachmit tzena. When a mitzvah comes into your hands, don't let it turn into chomet. And that raises a kasha. The Maharal asks, and how can matzahs, if you delay them, not only do you fail in mitzvahs matzah, but you're actually over on issa chomet. A mitzvah boliotcha that you delay, okay, it might not be the mitzvah behidura, it might not be the chassidus to do it with a delay, but how can one be medamet to chometz? It's a very strange, right? That's a very difficult drasha. Al tachmit sena, the implication that we delay a mitzvah somehow enters under the world of chometz. And the Maharal gives the yesod. He says that actually the moment a mitzvah falls under time, a mitzvah that delays falls under time, there is some kind of pagam, some kind of flaw in the mitzvah itself. Rav Huttner explains as follows in the Bachad Yitzchak, his first drosh of Pesach. He says as follows, based on the famous medrash in the Rus Rabbah in the Perek Vav Rus Rabbah, where it says that the nefesh lo simole, that a soul can't be satisfied in this world, and that it's like a bas melech shenasa leironi, like a princess marries some local commoner, yeah. And he could bring her the best of his world. It just doesn't do it. She's a bas melech. She's got a lot greater ambitions than he is capable of fulfilling. He just, you know, he brings the best that he can, and it's nothing to her. So is a nefesh in this world. And of course, we understand that there's loiri nefesh, kari nefesh. There's different nefoshes in this world. There's a darug of Adam. Chaviv Adam Shinivra B'Tselem, says Rabbi Kiva, Adam is B'Tselem and Akim, but Chaviv in Yisrael Shinikru Bonim Lamokoim. Where is this from? That means that the inability to be satisfied of a normal Adam is one level of inability to be satisfied. The human can actually be fully satisfied by physical things in this world. It's not possible. But there's an extra darga of Bonim Atem L'Shem Elokeichem, an extra darga that Klal Yisrael has of inability to be satisfied in this world, not being able to tolerate things in this world and live easily in this world. And he brings a gra. The gra says that we speak of Baruch Shama Baya Olam, we speak of Baruch Oyma Oysa, and then we say Baruch Oysa Bereshis. One of the praises we give to Hashem is not just Hashem builds everything in the world, but he built Bereshis itself. Says the gra, what does that mean? That refers to the creation of time itself. We see on the one hand the Rebbeinu Shalom creates everything that is in this world, but on the other hand, he even creates Bereshis, the fact of beginning. Before there was Bereshis, there was no time, there was no framework within which events could occur. And therefore there is an entirely different Shvach to Hashem for Baruch Oseh Bereshis, for actually creating time and the possibility, therefore, of events, of history, of a world that at first looks like it's not Gilui Shechina before there eventually is, of a world where Tov HaRa could exist, etc. All this is a part of the creation of time. And this, as we've witnessed, the extra dimension of the neshama, that being bonim l'Hashem l'keichem, creates a dissatisfaction for. It means as follows. It means not only does the neshama of Klal Yisrael and a manifest in every soul have a problem being satisfied from elements of this world, it actually cannot stomach the fact that it has to live in a world of time and process at all. A person says that's the obvious, this is the b'cholyo mahakalo. We can't actually wait. We struggle. We don't want to be in a world which is a world of choshech, which is a world, we can't live in a world of time itself. Time itself is an anathema to the neshama of Yisrael. It's a painful experience having to be in a world where things don't happen the way they ought to happen, where there is delay, where there's time. Time itself is a problem for that level of neshama. The world of time itself is part of the villager trying to satisfy the Bas Melech, who cannot be satisfied by anything that is tachas, as a man that lives inside time. And therefore, when a mitzvah, habol yodcho, when a mitzvah opportunity arrives, what happens is that the neshama itself suddenly has its ability to be satisfied by something in this world. It finally has a chance to get something that's not actually from this world. It has the chance to have a dveikus b'Hashem. It has the chance to do something that attaches itself to Olam Haba. It has a chance to escape from this part of existence and attach itself to something much deeper and bring kedusha to the world. When the neshama has such an opportunity, the neshama doesn't want it to be in time. The pshara of living as a neshama in this world is it will not be allowed to take time. It will happen in the moment it's available. It happens immediately. The concept of letting it flow into time is not something the neshama can deal with. And therefore, any mitzvah that's bar yodcho, the neshama wants to glow and take over and grab, and the neshama will do the mitzvah straight away. It will not let it delay. But a mitzvah that comes into our hands that we let delay, it means we've removed ourselves from the madrega of full neshama and brought the mitzvah, at least partially, under the madrega of the body that lives in time. The body is not attached to the point of Yisrael. And therefore, mitzvah bar yodcho has a certain aspect of chometz to it. The neshama wants to grab the mitzvah fully. The neshama will take it right now. The neshama will never let it delay. Letting it delay means taking it away from the neshama's level. And it becomes partly a bodily mitzvah too. It becomes, of course, the mitzvah is done with the body. It's done in time. But it's when the neshama is shoylet, when the neshama has full control over, when the neshama of a member of Klal Yisrael has full control, then there is no, it's done with the as soon as the opportunity arises. The moment it's delayed, it means that we're pushed away from that madrega and come under ordinary lower madregas that are now doing the mitzvah. That is the aspect that Chazal see. Mitzvah bar yodcho al tachmitzeno. But where was that madrega of Klal Yisrael created? That's what Rav Huttner says, explaining the Maharal's answer to that understanding of that Chazal. But where was this madrega of Yisrael created? This madrega of something that's shoyev, that's desiring to be outside of time, that cannot deal with this world of time. That was created with Yitzias Mitzrayim. It was created with, of course, the Yitzias Mitzrayim that is b'chipozon, that is in a moment that is not really in time. We don't have time to really explore it fully, but I'll just point out one or two very critical things that obviously, there's a big kasha. The Gilui Shechina appears, and we have this Layochal Ismamea, Gantzeda Lay Osulahem, but they were not allowed to leave their houses from Chatzos, where Makas Bechoris took place, till the morning. It's a long time. And more than that, even if you say they went to sleep and they were hurried out in the morning, they didn't know. The fact is that they still had weeks of notice that they were coming out of Mitzrayim. And deeper than that, the biggest problem of all with the Matzos element of Layochal Ismamea is that they were eating Matzah already by Mitzrayim, commemorating the fact they're going to have to leave. They're told they're going to have to leave b'chipozon. So, what is happening? And the Mechilta tells us that the chipozon they're told they have to leave in is not a chipozon of having to leave. They're going to have all night, and when they leave, they're not going to leave anyway. They're going to go around all day. But the chipozon is the Gilui Shechina. There will be a moment, a flash of Shechina in the world, and you have to grab that moment. And when you grab that moment, and this is how the Gra explains how the Gilui Shechina relates to the Matzahs in his Pirush HaMagadah, it's taken on to the Pirush HaMagadah. The Gros says that the chipozon is like this, is that a person, after they've experienced that chipozon of Gilui Shechina, that moment of Gilui Shechina in the world, they no longer can let things delay. They can no longer eat food that delays. Let's explain this carefully with an idea of but it's based on Yitzchak Isaac Chava. And he says like this, that we have this strange moment in the process of Yitzias Mitzrayim when Moshe Rabbeinu is Mashana at the Dvar Hashem. Hashem says, "Bachatzos alayla," at Chatzos itself, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe tells Paro, it's Kachatzos alayla, it's around Chatzos. And Rashi explains, there was a fear that it's Dagnina Shel Paro, they'd miscalculate, they wouldn't be able to mechaven when this is, which raises many questions. And it's very difficult anyway to understand what the Havamin is. You know, imagine all the Makkas have happened. Makkas Bechorah strikes, and on their calculation it's out, but that would have been their great kasha. But one of the biggest kashas we have is actually that what was the possible way of being machaven chatzos halayla in days before clocks? It was not a simple thing to do at the best of times. But Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Kolber says there's an oimek to the words of Rashi here. That is as follows: there is no possibility of being able to be machaven to chatzos, because chatzi halayla is not a moment in time at all. If I imagine this in front of me is the night, every moment of the night, so Chatzi is, I split it in two, half the moments exactly are before and half the moments are after. There are no moments in that exact dividing line. If there's a moment, then half it's before and half it's after. There is no moment in time called Chatzos. Vayhi b'chatzi alayla, the splitting of the night, there is no moment there. It's a division function. It says all moments before it are before, all moments after. It itself occupies no time at all. If you think it occupies time, that means you've still got a chunk you haven't split up to before or after. Half of your second is before and half is after. There is no time. That is the word Bachatzos cannot be mechuvan by its tagnino. It doesn't exist in time. And that is exactly when Klal Yisrael achieve chayrus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chavoido v'atzmo comes in at a chatzia laila, at a moment that is not actually there in time, and tells Klal Yisrael, now you are able to become free. You are going to be created, the Bnei B'chayri Yisrael will be created in a moment that is not actually in our time. In a moment that is being lifted outside of the world. Like in the original Avtocha, when Avraham Avinu is lifted outside the world. Same it's Daginimus Shelcha. Koya Zarecha. Exactly the same process takes place in Mitzrayim. You're lifted outside, Lamalam and Azman, above the world of time. And now you have to say straight away, Klal Yisrael are given a choice. Are you going to go with Hashem? Are you committed? Lechteich acharei b'midbar, be'eretz lo zeruah. And if the answer is yes, b'chipozon, then we become free. And if the answer is, let me think about the practicalities, then we'd stay avodin of harei forever. Anu avineinu v'nei v'neinu. The chipazon is the gilui shchina. It's a moment that is not there in time at all, and we have to rise and meet that moment, otherwise we're lost forever. The famous Tzfas Emes that says that the Makos were the inverse of the Asar Ma'amoros, of the 10 sayings within which the world came into being, and that all of creation was undone with the Makos of the time. All the rules that governed the world until that point that had become Tomei in Mitzrayim were now undone. There's an inverse function, so that the first Naka, where the source of life of Odom becomes blood, undoes the very last of the Ma'amoros, which gives Odom the Shlita over the world, that gives Odom the propagation and life all over the world, is undone in the first Naka. The second to last Ma'amah, where Odom is told that he'll be Sholet over, the animals will have fear and he'll be Sholet over them, is undone with Tzfardea. The third last Ma'amah, which is the Ma'amah where Odom is created, which we then read later as Ofer Min Adomo, builds Odom, is undone in the third Makkah, where Ofer itself attacks and destroys Odom. And so on, the next two Ma'amoros backwards were the ones in which first animals are created and then they were distinguished from one another. And so Orev undoes the distinguish from one another, and now everything's together and killing each other. And then Deva undoes the very creation of animal, etc. And it rolls backwards. The Ma'amah that gives the Chaman its shlita over the world, and the Galgala Chaman, which Refuah is placed, now becomes Shechin and destroys. And so it rolls and backwards. And of course, the Esev Mazri, the grass and herbs are undone in Borod. The double staged Mama that created a place where man could live, that was undone in Araba, which destroys the place where man can live. And amazing, the land should be seen in the Amak of Araba as Vaychasis Ein Ha'aretz. It's removed. Everything is undone. The Yehi'ar of the second of the Ma'amorim becomes Choshech. And then finally, the Bereshis Nami Ma'amah becomes the undoing of every Reshis in Mitzrayim at Chatzos. Every Reshis, every Bechor is destroyed in in Mitzrayim, undoes, hits the moment of Reishis itself. Baruch Oseh Bereishis, the creation of time, is undone at that moment, and we're lifted to above time, and that is where Klal Yisrael is created. Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael hanikra Reishis. The creation of that which is above time is. Says Yitzchak Isaac Chava, they made the botik ugos matzah kiloi chomets. They couldn't make chomets, because the difference between matzah and chomets is the lechem that sustains the human being. The difference is that matzah is the only difference is the ingredients have to be the same. The only difference is the difference of the ingredient of time and space. Letting the thing flow into the natural world, tachas hazman, produces chomets. Holding it back from that produces matzah. When a person has experienced that being risen, lifted above space and time, lifted in the Gilui Shechina, then a person can no longer eat the food of chometz. And that would be the Madrega of Klal Yisrael, Il Mole Achet, the Chet HaEgel, which removed the Madrega of Matzah, as it were, the Madrega of the Chiposan from us. It was, of course, a Chet that was partly to do with the miscalculation of delay itself, but it was preserved in the Beis Hamikdash with the Kohanim, who was the reason, and where there's an Issa v'akrovas chomets all year, Pesach all year round, and it's preserved with us on Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzos. We live on the Madrega, we reach that Madrega of living higher, and what that means, practically speaking, at least on some level to which it can be practical, it means is that living on the world of Chiposan means mitzvah v'aliyodcha al tachmit sana. Every mitzvah that is possible, the neshama wants to just grab it straight away. But it means that every key decision in life about its critical direction, the lechtech acharei b'midbar, has to be made with no consideration of the practical possibilities. Afterwards, once we've decided that's what we're going to do, then we can work on how to build it slowly and practically into the world. But what we're going to do, as the ultimate Talmud would say, a Jew never asks what is possible, only what is necessary. However impossible it is, that is what we do. And the Yisoid is this. And that's, of course, then what we do is we actually then do begin a Sefirah. We begin a Sefirah which is not naturally given by time. The Sefirah Sa'omah, the Sheva Shabbosah. Shabbosahs are things that are not naturally given by time. A day is given by time. Naturally, it's a part of the world. It's oscillation of the planet. The year is given by time. It's a rotation. It's an orbit. The month is given by time. But there is nothing given. And by the way, even those months, the cheshbon of them is given mosul to Klal Yisrael in the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodesh. And this is, you're now going to determine how we align all these different things. But the sphere that we do is a sphere that is not based on anything natural in the world. Shabbos is 7 days. There's no natural part of the world that tells us that. And we build the yontov that is built kuloi out of Klal Yisrael Sefiros. Sefartem Lochem. We build this thing by our control over time. But the goal of Sefiras HaOmer is that by the end, instead of us on Leila Pesach and through the Chag HaMatzos rising above the limits of this world, by Shavuos we've brought the Gilui Shechina down into space and time and into this world. And that's why the Korban of Shavuos is a Shtei Alechem, is actually the Korban of Chometz, because we can actually, on Pesach we lift it to the Gilui Shechina, lift it to the world above, on Shavuos we bring it down. And we do that through Sefiras HaOmer, and each part of our Sefira is not just counting numbers, but building ourselves too. The Schus Sefiras HaOmer, in the Schus of the counting, we always ask for a tikkun, Yisukah Masha Bagamti, but whatever its spirit is, in the first week we focus on the Sefira Chesed. We have just a few minutes here. So it turns out the Midah of Chesed, which is expressed in the mitzvah, there's two makoros written mitzvahs, it seems. One is Lidamas Bedrochov, to be like Hashem Mahu Afatah. Mahu Rachum, Afator Rachum, Mahu Chanun, Afator, and also the mitzvah of Avta Rerecha Kamoicha. And the mitzvah of Avta Rerecha Kamoicha, the Ramban asks the Kasha. He says, how is it possible to love someone like you love yourself? Adam Korovet Zalatzma. You cannot love anyone with the same adrega you love yourself. Your love of them might extend or somehow express something that is of your love of yourself, but it cannot be on the same adrega. The Ramban says, therefore, the Pshutish HaMikra and the Halacha is that you should care about their needs like you care about your own. They have a pain, you should work as hard to resolve their pain as you work to resolve your own. And that's from a pshat level. On other levels, the Baal HaTanya says as follows. In the Likutei Hamorim, in Perek Lamed Beis, he says, he brings the Shem, he brings from the Ria Kodesh, that the Kasha itself comes, the Rabban is dealing with the level of most people walking around this world, but the Kasha itself comes depending on how a person sees himself. He brings the Moshel of a tree. Imagine every twig on a tree were conscious. So on a very simple level, it looks around and it sees all its rival twigs. It might get on with some, not get on with others. And it's building its leaf, and it wants its leaf to get as much sun as it can. It might knock others around, and this one gets a bit more than I would have had. But if a twig is mamic deep inside itself, it actually realizes it is not a twig that is a separate entity, but it is part of a branch, and its identity is actually shared with many other twigs. They are really part of one thing. And so suddenly its agenda becomes all of their agendas. Its need becomes them working well, otherwise it can't succeed. If it means it has to push itself down a little bit so that, that's fine. It, as there's only one thing going on, there's only one branch, and it's just a part of it. And if it's mamic further, if it deepens deeper, it goes into a bough. And if it goes even deeper, it realizes it's just one part of one whole tree. If a person feels themselves as a physical entity in this world, bound by space and time, so then yes, we're all different, and my chelek of olam hazeh can be taken away by you, and vice versa. But if a person is mamic deep within themselves, and they can experience a family, they realize that actually we're just part of one thing, and their hatzlacha builds mine, and mine builds the one, and their, I need their success. And as a person is mamic themselves deeper, they realize they're part of one thing called Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is such, the Arabs of Klal Yisrael is such that your mitzvah is my mitzvah. It's a halacha. I can make kiddush on your mitzvah. I can make a birchas and mitzvah on you doing a mitzvah. I can't do that on your hanah, unless I'm having hanah too. But I can make a bracha on your mitzvah when I'm not having a mitzvah. Because it's my mitzvah. Because Klal Yisrael is one single entity. It's one tree. All the way mechuba, ultimately back. Atom, Kriyam, Adam. All the way back to Adam Arishon. All the way back to HaKadosh Baruch himself. There's only one. The Chibur is one. That means that there is, is on that level Kipshutai. That literally, Kamoicha Mamash, we are one thing. The pain of you is like the pain of a finger of mine. Everything feels it. Your Hatzlacha is my Hatzlacha. Everything feels it. Hatzlacha of a finger is Hatzlacha of Kolagur. So the Madrega of, where do we feel this? When we connect ourselves, lift ourselves outside of the limitations of time, in which case I'm right here, right now, and space, in which case I'm limited by this little physical thing. And I connect to that which is above, and I'm the neshama of Klal Yisrael that is the deepest part of my being, is where we're all kamoicha mamash. And the chibur is, of course, the end of the pasuk, and Hashem. Therefore, Pesach, which is kol kulei chipozon, kol kulei rising above, kol kulei lifting ourselves out, being a living neshama, the neshama of Klal Yisrael in this world, and being one of its mouthpieces in this world. And of course, we have the chiyuv to see as if we are one of the yotzei Mitzrayim. We use the word le'einenu. How can it be le'einenu? Le'einenu? Le'einenu. Our eyes are Klal Yisrael's eyes. We came out, we're Yotzei Mitzrayim because we're part of Klal Yisrael. A person who's Hotzei Satzmim in a Klal, Ilo Hayasham Lo Hayonigal. No matter what else they have. A person, it's Klal Yisrael that comes out of Mitzrayim. The Chipozon of Mitzrayim, the concept of Chagah Matzos, is to live in a world that is higher than space and time. The mitzvah of Klal Yisrael is to live in a world that is connected to that which is outside of space and time. And therefore, kol kulo of Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael is, says the Sfas Emes, that after the 10 Ma'amaros of creation are destroyed, they're rebuilt with Aseres HaDibros. The equivalent of Bereishis, the first one, is the Meichei Shem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Me'aret Mitzrayim, is to be Lelokim, to be your, manifest through you in this world, that Klal Yisrael is living now, l'malam min hazman, the way the world will be at Olam Haba. Klal Yisrael live Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. Keeping mitzvahs is being outside of time, it's living in the world ahead of time. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. But all of mitzvahs are ultimately the constitution of Yemos HaMashiach and Olam Haba. And therefore, what we do in living outside, and every time the mitzvah comes, we grab it straight away, because the process of getting there itself is painful. And so the chayrus of living, the zman chayrusena, which means the ability to be free from the shackles and constraints and limitations of space and time, is Chag HaMatzos, is the week where we focus on the midas of chesed. And that in mitzvah Hashem we should be zoicha. This gives us some ideas or insights or directions. One of the painful things about the half hour shiur in the morning is there's so much, but it's painful no matter how much we learn. So you'd say the rest is idach pirusha, as it were. So there's plenty to be marich on this. But as we're ovid on this, the shivas yom tochal matzahs, which the Gorach holds, mamash mitzvah every day eating matzah, we are living sustained by the food which is lemalam in azman. We're living in the world of chepozon. We're living in a world that is not constrained by those limitations. We are living in the future already today, as if it's already happened, because that is what will pull everything to it. We're living the world that is above time, that we should be zeichet to that. We should be zeichet to the yom shekuloi aruch, it's lo yom v'lo laila, all the lemalam in azman of al-asid lavoi. That kol yemei chayecha, lahavi yemei samashiach, that we should be zeichet to through our Jesus, that it should be b'mheira, v'yameinu.
The share was given by Rabbi Daniel Rowe, Wednesday, 11th of April, Yud Tes Nissen, Gimel Chalamoid. Subject was Rizus. Thank you.